TRNJ presents Behind Enemy Lines, really Behind Enemy Lines this week because we are in Atlanta and we're surrounded by a bunch of, I don't want to be rude because they're all looking at me.
No.
But,
don't be rude.
Just don't. They bought us breakfast. It's kind of hard to be rude.
No.
But
right.
I'm going to be rude.
All right.
Atlanta United losers.
No.
Listen, man, the team is in the hotel we're sitting in. They're going to come out
first
and defend
off,
us.
All right, no. First off, let's introduce our guests that we have today. All right, we have Jay to my left.
How you guys doing today?
Yeah. Jay, thank you so much for bringing us food.
Yes,
I really owe you.
Really freaking
like,
good.
I really, it was a great thing to come to. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah, pass that mic around.
Dale Schaffer, host of the Leagues podcast.
Look at the plug there, guys.
Shameless.
All right, and
this
we
man podcast.
Over here we have Rex.
Rex Russell from Spartanburg, and we like being introduced as losers like last week. We lost last week, didn't we? Do you remember that game?
No, I mean, you had to come up here to watch that, so we kind of had to lose. I don't remember what happened last week. I was really drunk. I don't remember anything.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
This is a Keo Circa. At Handlebar United on Twitter.
Shameless plug. Follow him.
It's not even your thing.
Listen, he followed me, so you got to get it out there for him.
A lot of times when we do the shameless plugs, we do them at the end.
And we always talk about apples.
Yeah, Also, by the way, Red Gala, better than Honeycrisp.
No.
This is not a binary
argument. No, it's a Granny Smith thing.
No. Yeah.
Peaches are better than apples.
Whoa.
I'm not going to drop the mic because Jay was kind enough to lend us the mic. But
I'm going to need you to take your roll and slow it.
Fake news.
Seriously.
All right.
Peaches.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. So should we talk about what we thought about last week or just jump into this match?
Well, I think we should just get into the reason why we decided to drag our asses down to Atlanta for 36 hours.
Yeah. So we, both you and I, had flights from different airports around the same time very early this morning. And got here just about 2 hours ago.
Full disclosure, I haven't slept since 9 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah. I'm going to look out for you today, all right?
You should.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to forget where I am
soon. Oh, my God. Just. All right.
That's not even the
alcohol. Just don't pull a Goldsman. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
So
thank you guys for joining us. How about what?
Oh, I think we're getting stickers. Thank you.
Thanks.
I got a sticker. Awesome. Thank you. We were just handed stickers in the lobby of this very ritzy hotel in Atlanta.
This place is very nice.
Yeah, this thing is huge. We're on the 41st floor of this bitch. We have to take like two elevators to get there.
No, because we took the wrong one, and then we had to go down.
Listen, man, I'm creating an illusion.
All right.
It's the filter of the mind.
I'm sorry. Mic check, fact check. All right.
Okay, for the third time, we are here in Atlanta because NYCFC is playing Atlanta United in the second leg of the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Yep, and it's going to be a historic moment for whichever team wins because neither team has gotten this far. And I'm thinking you can definitely pull it off. But
can't you say it's historic then already because neither team has ever gotten this far?
No, but the game hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, but we made it here.
Yeah, but we were in the conference semifinals the past 2 years.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so yeah. What do you think? What are your thoughts heading in? Like, who you want to see on the field? What do you think is the key to the match?
I want to take it a step back, and I just want to point out that I think we played pretty well in the home leg against Atlanta by simply just holding them to one goal. Like, it wasn't a pretty game.
Yeah.
It wasn't a well-refereed game at all. Some of the tactics were questionable, but at the end of the day, we gave ourselves a shot to win this on the road. Because, let's be honest, all we need is a 1-0 victory to move on.
To force extra
time.
2-1
would get us.
Any one-goal win for us sees us through on away goals.
And I see it.
Other than 1-0.
I can see it happening. What do they got to lose?
I can. The game last week, it was we were able to possess the ball. We, definitely sort of had a good structure in terms of getting into the final third, but once we got into the final third, there was nothing we could do. And, the game plan that Tata put out was pretty
ruthless.
That's ruthless is like very much a Patrick Vieira word, so I'm not going to use it. It was quite
obstructive.
Yeah,
is a good word to use.
Yeah,
obstructive.
Yeah, I would agree, because basically the two things, like fouling Maxi Morales a lot and like sort of taking him out of the game as much as you can, right?
Atlanta did what
they also,
had to do.
Like once Villa got the ball, like two guys around him a lot.
But that's been the theme this whole season with David Villa when he's been healthy, is we're just going to double him because everybody knows he's going to be the guy who's getting the ball in the final third looking for the goal.
Yeah.
Atlanta came into Yankee Stadium and did what they had to. I hate saying Yankee Stadium. Came into Yankee Stadium and did what they had to do. They got the goal. They disrupted play on a field that we have a strong advantage on because of its dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And they did everything in their power to keep us from gaining momentum. I mean, they had the referee's help. That's for damn sure.
I mean,
but he was calling it on both sides.
It was, I think, 39 fouls was the total amount.
And I don't think there was one play on. The entire game.
And I remember distinctly one, I think it was in the first half. Where
one.
The,
one out
no,
of
no, no, where
39
they
stoppages.
Should have been played the advantage, and he called it back. Oh, we had zero shots.
We had zero shots on goal. Because we couldn't get out of our half of the field without getting body checked.
Yeah. Also, a lot of the crosses, which, I mean, crosses have never really worked with us.
They've been piss poor.
We don't
crosses
have the
don't
height
work,
for that.
Period.
People that are good in the air, but I would disagree with
just
that.
Just drive the ball up the middle.
But Guzan did very well coming off his line to cut a lot of those off.
He still let his country down.
Oh my God, that all right. That chant was funny like the first like eight times, but like okay.
So what do you want me to do? Do Mr. Clean Balding Fuck? Mr. Clean Balding
Fuck? He wasn't in goal. It was Tim Howard for that game. Like,
but he still let his country down.
Okay.
He also let Aston Villa down. Hard.
Did he let Aston Villa down more or Middlesbrough?
# pray for Guzan.
Oh, my God. No.
So looking forward to the game today, first off, let's talk about the lineup. What are you thinking? We thinking we're seeing the same lineup from last Sunday?
No, I think Medina will go in for Tajiri Shradi. I'm not sure if Tajiri Shradi even traveled because of his hand.
I heard that even though his hand was injured, he could play.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I really hope he plays because he's a game changer.
Yeah, and then. I mean, I would love to see Jonathan Lewis, but I don't think
I was about
happen.
To say that. Speaking of game changers, Jonathan Lewis.
Yeah.
The only way the supporters knew that Jonathan Lewis was back on the team and not in exile was he was part of the photo album of players getting onto the chartered aircraft to come down here.
Yeah.
It's the only way we knew.
Oh, my God.
Because he's been on Dome's shit list the entire season.
No, not the entire season.
I'm sorry.
After
the season he's been here. Half the season he's been here.
The Vancouver game where there was the late goal. The 2-2, he sort of was like a lost puppy on his wing and didn't mark anyone.
That's because he's not a marker. He's an attacker.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened, but I'm not going to speculate. But, yeah, I don't know.
That's all we do.
I like his talent, and I would be sad to see him go to another MLS team and thrive.
That's my biggest – I wouldn't be upset with him going to another team because he deserves the minutes, but he will thrive. He's one of those guys who, you know, is he going to be a league killer? No, but he's going to be dangerous.
Yeah. All right.
So with Tajiri Shradi out, Medina in, what are we thinking? Villa up top, obviously? Villa, Tajiri Shradi, who's on your right? Medina? Or Cassianos?
No, I was thinking – I think he might play Mata again on the left. Just if you have that double defensive thing with Julian Gressel bombing down the right side.
Right.
That can help a lot of sort of cutting out lanes. And,
I just don't see him as an attacking winger. Because he's got wing back, sure.
Yeah,
but as an attacking
winger,
I don't think so. But, I mean, our other options are Medina or Taddy.
I think his ideal setup is a 3-5-2 kind of thing, or a 3-4-3.
3-5-2 could work with the players we have, for sure.
I am not in the position to just be like, hey, let's try a completely new formation that we haven't tested yet.
Yeah, and a must-win game in the playoffs. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I agree, phone.
My
phone just went off.
All right. How about Akil, Rex, what do you guys think in terms of what are you looking forward to in the match, maybe on the Atlanta side?
I'm hoping to see Almirón play more minutes. That's my biggest thing. Mm-hmm. If he can go 60 or 70 after the
injury. Considering this might be the last time you guys see him play for Atlanta United.
It might be. There's a small chance that it's the last time.
It's a pretty good chance.
It's a small chance. Small chance. I like how you did that to me. You set me up and then just dropped it on me. Boom. Really, that's my biggest thing. See him play more minutes. You know, the real question is, is Lorenz going to start? That's he might not start. That's my worry, that he might not, because that makes it a little harder on the center backs to cover if there's any counters or anything like that. So
has Miles Robinson not really been in the fold the past couple of months, really? Or is he injured? Or
I just think, Escobar has been playing well.
Yeah.
And so they haven't needed him.
Okay.
And
he's a Syracuse guy, so that's sort of why I was asking. But yeah.
What's that?
He's a Syracuse guy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah. At least
right.
I think.
He's great. I mean, I think he's going to be fine. I mean, he's just, there's just a lot of talent on the team.
Yep.
So.
The team is scary talented.
You know.
That's the one thing Atlanta has is they buzzsawed the league this year.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah,
as a fan, even probably as a neutral or an opposing.
I was about to say, as a neutral, it's been a blast.
Yeah,
you guys make the team makes the game fun. The supporters make the game fun. You're not throwing garbage on the field like some LA teams do.
Orlando teams.
Orlando.
Certain ones like that.
Stealing seats. What? Oh wait, no, that was us.
So that's it for me. I mean,
Yeah.
Intense analysis.
Only the best on Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah. This is like way more analytical than I think we've ever
this
been.
This is the most like, on track podcast like, we've ever done. Normally, like, by this time, we're all yelling at each other.
Or like, it'll, I don't know.
Divulge into some stupid rant about why some apples better than other apples.
Or, yeah.
That's
Granny Smith.
Compared to the other fruit.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. Usually we have like at least four people too that are just all getting off topic. But yeah.
So we got down here. We made it.
Yep.
Your flight was interesting.
Yeah. My flight was definitely interesting. I got to meet Mark Teixeira of the New York Yankees, formerly of the New York Yankees.
And did he give you a warm welcome as a fan of New York City?
Not really.
Football
he gave me the, he like went on sort of a rant during like a Yankees ESPN broadcast. I think maybe two or three years ago, about how the soccer team that plays there is like messing up the field, which was a little obtuse.
My response to that is he plays in the infield.
Also, he's retired too. He's in the you're not playing anymore. But also, he played first base, which is like the position where
we put a carpet over that. We literally put a grass carpet over that part of the part of the field.
Yeah, he was pretty brief in terms of saying if you were to have a soundboard and just program if you're in your radio in your car and you only have six presets, he hit three of those in terms of generic things to say about hi, nice to meet you. Thanks. Have a nice day.
It was kind of an automated response.
Yeah. And, he just very clearly didn't want to say hi to me. But it's okay.
I mean, in his defense, it was 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it was very early. And also, I was way more excited to see Maxi Morales' family on the flight. That was
they
cool.
were on the flight.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
I didn't have anybody cool on my flight.
I told Basti that I really enjoyed his goals that he scored after the knockout rant
against Philly.
Yeah,
that was a great moment.
Just going hey. As a couple 5-ish year old kids just go boom.
If you want to know what we're talking about, the video is up on the NYCFC Instagram page, and yeah. it's effing adorable.
Or it's definitely in the behind-the-scenes video.
Oh, it's 100% in the behind-the-scenes video.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, glad to be here. Didn't have to wait too long for your flight to get in.
No, yeah. I ended up – I would have met you earlier, but our flight was so early, our gate was actually still loading another plane. So we literally just sat there for 15 minutes just watching planes move in and out.
Gotcha. Nice. All right.
Not really.
So, yeah. So, I've been to the stadium. You haven't yet, though.
I have not.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. You do wish, like all soccer fans, you wish it was a natural grass surface. But, the affordable concessions, the sort of modern technology in it, like the Halo scoreboard, you'll see when we go in, especially because we're going to be on the 300 level today as opposed to when we were in the 200 level back in April, that it's going to be you're going to be like, wow, there's screen, like this screen is not like anything I've seen before in a stadium.
I got to be honest with you. The thing I am looking forward to the most is going to a because I've been to football game hand egg football games. My family's had season tickets to the Giants as long as I can remember.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but
why?
I
all right.
Don't
when the Giants are not atrocious, I'm gonna bring this up with you again.
So a decade.
So we can go to a game. Ah, stop. No.
please. But what I was saying was, I don't think I've ever heard a packed football stadium be loud and cheery. So I'm pretty stoked to see. Is this game sold out for you guys? Yeah, it's a sold out game, and you guys were getting 73,000.
Jay, do you think the roof's
going to
be closed?
Yes.
Yeah. What the hell? I came down to Georgia thinking it was going to be warm. I came down here thinking it was going to be warm, guys. I didn't pack cold weather gear.
Did you bring any sort of jacket?
Well, the one I wore on the plane.
Okay. Yeah. Same with me, but I'm wearing my jacket, and I got some extra insulation that'll help. But
53 is fine. I'll be drinking.
In the sun too.
I'll take it. So you got a score prediction?
I don't like doing score predictions because I don't want to jinx it in anything. But my go-to, favorable, yes, we're going to win prediction is 3-1, which would be a, comfortable
That's
advance.
That's a bold prediction.
Well, no, and
Atlanta.
It's what I said about both Philadelphia games, right? Like, the decision day one and the knockout round game. And bada-bing, bada-boom, 3-1 win for us. So
bada-bing, bada-boom, 3-1
let the good times
win
roll.
For us.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 2-1 victory for NYCFC.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Villa and another Tesori Schirardi screamer late in the game to snatch it from the jaws of defeat from those wretched Southerners as Atlanta United.
No.
How dare you.
Yeah. That is
how many kung fu kicks?
Yeah.
Good old American win on away goal.
It's but the what most if it goes? But what if it goes?
Win a game
but
ever.
What if it goes to extra time, Jay?
If this goes to extra time, that's where I'll start freaking out. Right now, I'm calm, but extra time. I mean, we all saw what happened in Seattle and Portland, and those things are in the back of my
we
mind.
We just
right
got to remember that it's not over when they blow the whistle, and we're fine.
Yeah. So the most important thing that I packed in my backpack coming here was throughout the year. No, close. A NYCFC stress ball. It's got the logo on it. It's got, the soccer ball print. I got it at one of those, table giveaways at, events. And
do you just sit that between your ass cheeks and just go? Is that how that works?
That's a pretty picture.
No, I don't think. I would probably have to do more squats for that. I would probably have to do more squats for that. Yeah, all right.
I mean, men can benefit from kegel exercises.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
All right.
Hi.
Oh, hey, buddy.
So you guys have any score predictions for this game? Your biased score predictions?
Completely objective. 2-1 us.
That's original. Just flip what I came up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, 7-1 us then. How about that? Yeah. we'll pull a revs on you. We're just going to go all out.
Good old New England.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, which I've been predicting for 2 weeks since I predicted both legs at the same time. It's still going to be 3-1 Atlanta. But I think the last two goals are going to come very late very late in the game.
So you think this is going to be like a defensive chess match today?
No. I think for the first maybe 20 minutes it will be, and then it's going to open up, and it's going to end up being, I think, a very open game. And it, just looking at how we've played each other in the past on an actual adult-sized pitch, it gets pretty wild. So.
Okay. Wasn't Bobby Dodd basically the same exact dimensions as Yankee Stadium? Oh, wait, it was 71 yards instead of 70?
Actually, oh, my God. That's actually the regulation.
Yeah. No. It's not a hard number. It's
more
between
like a guideline.
70 and 80 and 110 and 120. Okay. And, yes, we are below the median. But, like, yeah.
They still let us do it.
Yep.
And what are you going to do, eh? It's New York.
This is Dell. I predict a 2-0 win for Atlanta with the Martinez score at the start of the second half. And then Almiron will score the last goal right before 90 minutes.
I don't think Almiron's going to play the whole game.
Yeah.
You're picking that full 90 for Almiron.
That is, that's a bold prediction that Dell's going to play the whole game.
We're already up 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So I think it's time to wrap this podcast up. I have to go find a church and pray.
Yeah, I sort of did that.
Do you guys know where I can find a goat to sacrifice?
Stop it.
I wouldn't sacrifice Joseph Martinez, but he is the goat.
Oh, that's see, you guys, a good singer. You're
I see
learning.
What you did there.
It's a good one. Hey. I gotta go do some deals with the devil for this one.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Neil, you got anything?
I think that's pretty much it. I'm just like, whether we win and advance or our season ends today, I'm just very, like proud of all the things we've done in terms of, like, going to away games, having a lot of fun going to games, and hopefully there's at least two more after this today.
I mean, yeah, despite what happened at the second half of the season, this has been a really fun really fun year.
Dude, just think of, like, I mean, yeah, so with the podcast specifically, like, we've been doing this, what, 31? Episode 31, 32.
I lost count. We skipped a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, we missed a couple weeks, but it's been going the whole year.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun. And, yeah, I don't know. It's, I always think the Toronto trip's going to stick with me for a while.
Toronto trip was stuff of legend.
Yeah, also, it was a great way to spend my birthday. Also, speaking of that road trip, pour some out for my car.
The noble
Steve. Sad music. Oh, I'm to the old lady in the orange Subaru that barreled into me while I was stopped at a red light. Why? Why? All right.
I'm going to miss that car.
Yeah. So, a lot of good NYCFC away days in that car. But,
and will we have any more this season? You're just going to have to tune in to next week's episode of Behind Enemy Lines. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or maybe we'll just do a rap show and we'll all be sad and drunk.
Yeah. I mean, or just like hang out at Danny's.
Or just normally drunk.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right. So, yeah. Also, shout out to Chloe and Scout. You guys were good this week. Just when it was just me. And you got any shout outs?
I have two.
Yep.
First off, shout out to our hosts here in Atlanta for providing us with the food and the recording equipment for this.
Thank you guys a lot.
Really, I don't think TSA would have been cool with me bringing a 16-channel mixer on the plane.
You would probably have to
check a bag, and I don't want to. It's like $60. I don't want to do that.
No.
And I also want to give a shout out to Ray Shiro and the New Jersey Devils. Get your shit together.
My God.
Shop Jesper Bratt and Zaka and a draft pick, and let's get Dmitri Orlov to shore up that defense. Thank you very much.
All right.
This is Behind Enemy Lines. We're out.